Video: Mexican cartel threatens to kill sex workers who won't pay protection. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 24, 2023. One of Mexico's most violent cartels sparked a new controversy by threatening to kill all escorts and other sex workers who don't pay protection to them. The threats come at a time when Mexican politicians continuously claim a decrease in crime. This week, Cartel Jalisco New Generation CJNG recorded a video and sent it out to social media showing five cartel hitmen holding five kneeling women at gunpoint. During the video, the cartel gunmen issued their threats. Hashtag Ultima Hora, Integrants del CJNG Aminas Ana Trabajadoras Sexuales de Guanajuato con Matarlas si no pagan derecho de piso. También Aminas Arona las casitas que ofrecen esos servicios por Internet. Y no queda duda de que AMLO es el peor presidente que ha tenido México. pic.twitter.com/7iv96ni, VV. Libro Negro, at Libro_Negro_, June 23, 2023. In the video, the gunmen claimed that any sex work in the region belonged to them. They said they would issue bracelets to all escorts and sex workers to ensure they were working with CJNG. Any who refused would be killed, the gunmen threatened. The fate of the women remains unknown. The video is believed to have been taken in the Mexican state of Guanajuato, where Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, has been able to carry out numerous mass killings without any real response from Mexico's government. As Breitbart Texas reported, CJNG gunmen killed dozens of innocent victims in bars and other entertainment venues. They even threatened to kill any innocent civilian or bystander seen entering a bar that was paying protection to CJNG. The new video threat comes at a time when Mexico's government has constantly claimed that impunity and violence have ended in the country due to the current president's policies. However, during the term of sitting President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, cartels have seen much growth while the country has seen a large-scale spread in violence to once peaceful areas. The rise of cartels has been noted by various U.S. politicians who have loudly criticized both the Biden administration and López Obrador for allowing the spread of cartel influence, which they blame for the current fentanyl epidemic in America. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.